latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Manchester City will step up their interest in Real Sociedad central defender Inigo Martinez or Johnny Evans, the West Brom captain, after it was confirmed that Virgil van Dijk, who was thought to be a target, is set to join Liverpool for £75 million. The latest injury to Vincent Kompany, the 39th of his City career, has increased the need to sign an experienced central defender, although City have received a boost after releasing footage showing that John Stones has returned to training. Kompany suffered yet another calf injury during the 1-0 victory away to Newcastle and was replaced after just 11 minutes. It's understood to be regarded as a minor injury, but a similar setback for Kompany earlier this season led to an 11-week absence. Pep Guardiola's post-match comments appeared pointed when asked about the latest injury breakdown. He said, "I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen. Unfortunately, Kompany is injured again, just like the last 3 years, and we have to see how long it's going to take for him to recover." Well, City attempted to sign Evans last summer when Albion would not sell their captain despite receiving a bid of £21 million. However, Alan Pardew has indicated that former Manchester centre-half may go next month, and he's just got 1 year left on his contract after this campaign. Arsenal and Everton are also interested in Evans. Albion would hope to receive around £30 million in today's transfer inflated fees, but that wouldn't be a problem to Manchester City. Still on the transfer front, and City continue to be linked with Alexis Sanchez at Arsenal. Sanchez seems almost certain to be leaving the Gunners possibly in the new year. Arsene Wenger wouldn't be drawn on his future after their victory on Thursday night, saying it's impossible to decide what is going to happen. Finally today, City back in action on New Year's Eve, of course, with a lunchtime kickoff at Crystal Palace.